Our story starts simply enough. Last winter, Eddie David received a free promotional calendar from his local minor league baseball team, the Charlotte Knights. They play in downtown Charlotte in a stadium that opened in 2014. Eddie David brought the calendar home and he hung it up in the bedroom of his youngest son, 6-year-old James. And James, who gets his love of baseball from his dad, started asking when they could go to a game. Eddie scoured the resale sites for a good deal on great seats for a Sunday afternoon game so that James and his 9-year-old brother could be home before their bedtime. And then Eddie David and his wife Christy tell that story in their own words.
The boys actually were playing outside a little bit. They were throwing a baseball around in the backyard before we went. I think that the baseball may have hit Eddie, James's brother. You know, not hard or anything serious, but I remember saying, you have to be really careful with baseballs. They could hit you. Even at games, they could hit you. Which is really odd that I had thought to say that, and a few hours later, that is exactly what happened.
It was a May Sunday afternoon. The weather was amazing. There was literally one of those days where the sky was blue and no clouds. And we got there early to kind of watch practice beforehand.
We were right at third base, row one. They were awesome seats. James was on the very end, so he was on the aisle seat closest to home plate.
And he specifically requested that seat because, you know, kind of he wanted to be the closest and had asked to go to the game.
And we were able to see the players warming up.
We were sitting right by the visitor's bullpen. One of the Knights players posed for a picture with both boys. So that was kind of the experience that I was hoping that they would get.
You know, we were having a great time. It was just a fun day at the ballpark.
Little Eddie needed to use the restroom. So little Eddie and I went up. We went a few sections over to the bathroom and the concessions.
It kind of almost happened in slow motion, but in the blink of an eye. I remember just turning my head to look at home plate because the batter was up. And all of a sudden, he hit the ball and it was coming right at us. I mean, it wasn't coming at anybody else. It was coming straight at our heads. I just reached my hands up to try to stop it. So my hands were kind of over James's head. He was looking down, and he was eating cotton candy at the time, and my hands didn't stop it. I don't know if I've just blocked this out of my head, but I can't remember seeing the ball hit his head. I just see my hands out in front of me, and all of a sudden, he just screamed hysterically, and I looked down at him and said, "Oh my gosh, it hit you." And I just scooped him up and ran up the steps. I know one of the ushers saw, he was standing at the top of the steps, and I remember as I was running up, he just had this look in his eyes, like he had watched it happen. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't prepared for that. I was just prepared to take my kids to a ball game and have a good time. I think I was in shock for sure. I got to the top and I just dropped to my knees with him. And I just remember saying, "The ball hit him, the ball hit him. I need to find my husband." And all of a sudden I saw my husband and little Eddie walking towards us and they were just talking and laughing and, you know, they had no idea that what had just happened.
My first thought went to, you know, it was probably one of those really high pop-ups, you know, that kind of goes into the stands and, you know, everybody's kind of vying for it with their arms and maybe a glove or two. And I thought it just kind of came down from the sky and kind of bonked him in the head. And then as Christy was describing to me what happened, I realized it was the line drive, you know, which instantly made me, you know, kind of fear for the worst.
I remember an usher, somebody saying, "Would you like us to take a look at him?" And I said, "Yes, the ball just hit him."
They did put an ice pack on him. They were asking him questions. What school do you go to? Who's your teacher? How old are you? And he never lost consciousness, and he answered every single question.
They felt his head for maybe a bump. I'm not sure. They couldn't feel anything. He wasn't bleeding. And they said, "Well, we don't see anything. would you like us to call an ambulance? I just looked at my husband and I said, just go get the car, because an ambulance wasn't there and no one had called one yet. So Eddie pulled up and I just put James in the car and got in the car. And Eddie said, what should I do? And I said, I don't know, what should we do? And I looked back at James and he didn't look well. And I said, just go to the hospital, go. I just kept looking back at James and he was, you know, starting to kind of lean and fall over in the seat. And he looked like he was going to maybe fall asleep. And I said, stay awake, baby, stay awake.
We were literally making the right turn to the hospital. You know, his crying hadn't stopped or anything like that. And he turned and vomited.
Eddie pulled into the ER and I scooped him up and ran him in. And they took him back immediately, you know, as soon as we said he was hit with a foul ball in the head. So they took us up for a CT scan and said he has a skull fracture, a bad concussion, and there's bleeding on the right side of his brain behind the fracture.
When I heard the doctor say skull fracture, I was floored. To be completely honest with you, on the way to the hospital, I literally thought we were going to be at the hospital for a couple hours. You know, one of those things where you go to the emergency room, you wait a long time, you see the doctor, they tell you everything's okay, and then you go home.
It was awful. I just started crying to one of the nurses, and she said, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I do remember asking, has this happened before? And she said, you wouldn't believe the amount of injuries we have seen since that stadium has opened up. The first few hours passed pretty quickly, I think. I have a very strong faith, so I spent a lot of time praying, and James slept a lot. He was really, really lethargic.
You know, it was that thing where, like, lights and sounds and things affect you because your brain is hypersensitive from the concussion. So it was a lot of sitting with him in the room in the dark. I spent a lot of the time, you know, kind of checking on our oldest, kind of taking care of him. Christy spent the night in the hospital with James. He did have a physical therapist that would come to help him kind of get up and walk. And the first day he tried this, and then he would say, I'm going to get sick. You know, for me as a parent, I had to step out of the room because walking and running are two things that six-year-olds love to do, right? So it's very, very hard to watch him not be able to do some of the simplest things in life.
He went for his second CT scan in the night. They did say after that scan that there was now bleeding on the left side of his brain as well as the right. That was pretty hard to take. And I remember from that point, which was Monday morning, until Tuesday morning when we received the results of the next scan, that 24 hours felt like an eternity for sure. But that next scan, which was taken in the middle of the night, you know, 2 a.m. Tuesday, and read Tuesday morning, came back. The bleeding had stopped. There was no more bleeding. James did, on Tuesday, turn a corner. And he asked me Tuesday around lunchtime if he could go to the playroom and play. I said, of course you can go play. I knew at that point that he was going to be okay. I was happy. I was so happy.
That night at home by myself, I lost it. I cried for, what turned out to be maybe 30 minutes. You know, because at that time I knew he was going to be okay. So maybe some was relief, and I think some was just the scariness of the entire incident. So the team contacted us, I believe it was Tuesday. They didn't have our name when we left the Knights Stadium. The general manager was the one that reached out to me, and he suggested bringing some of the players by on Wednesday morning.
We, of course, felt like, you know, he's going to have this memory, but if there's something good that he can remember from this, then let it be that the mascot and some of the players came to visit him.
You know, they came by with jerseys and baseballs and things for the boys.
They were very, very sweet, and it was a good memory for him. There were a lot of activities he could not participate in this summer. We had him wear his bike helmet a lot, which thankfully, you know, he's not at the age where he was really embarrassed to wear that. But we've kind of let up a little on him wearing his helmet all the time. He's going to be fine. So we're just so thankful, because with a concussion, even just the concussion alone, he could have learning disabilities or his vision or headaches. It could have turned out very different.
The Knights, they've invited us back to the stadium, you know, to sit behind the netting and in a glass enclosed suite. I've asked James a couple of times and he doesn't want to go back. He still tells me to this day that he had cotton candy that day and he's never eating cotton candy again. So, you know, good for us as parents, because, you know, cotton candy's bad for your teeth anyway, but he harbors, you know, kind of the fear from that day. I think James will want to go back when, you know, there's additional safety to protect everybody, you know, that's in the stadium.
This happened, or maybe this happened, you know, so that this story can get out, so that this doesn't happen again. We hope that Major League Baseball will require netting all the way around so that every fan is protected.
The Knights were actually one of the teams that had already expanded their netting, but it wasn't down far enough to protect James and our family.
There are people opposed to it. They don't want the netting getting in their way of the game or catching a foul ball. But it's one of those things that until it happens to you or someone you love, you may not understand just how horrible it is.
What I always tell people is, you know, sit in the intensive care unit with your child for 3 days and then tell me how you feel.
That's Eddie David and Christy David talking about the injury their now 7-year-old son James received at a Charlotte Knights game last May. Our story was produced by Only a Game's Karen Given.